Serenely soft and no longer lost, a warm tingle forms in your chest. Today is the day. In your softened, untensed muscles, your form on its shelf and nothing else in your mind, but the wagon trundling along. You are resting the load of plushies, dolls, everything in between. Held, your contract with yourself held in open abeyance. You have a soft, fluffy mind, and some things make that soft, fluffy mind more electric for a moment. Usually, though, comfort and routine. You stay still, but you still fill a void. Your purpose doesn't require doing anything at all. You can be adored, and the right time will come. You feel it as you're slowly driven out of town. You've been many places, up and down all the spaces outside, where something like you might abide properly, staying soft and empty. The voice of the spell inside of you, hi, reminding you this will be good for you. The road stops where wishes are fulfilled. You've been to many such places beyond the last stop, or outside the normal roads, or somewhere you must move confidently at the wall and through to the other side. The peddler, witch, whose contract you eagerly sought and signed, is in front, dragging along all these delightful toys. She sighs. You're all lovely, but I bet she only wants one, so look alive by not looking alive at all. A jangle as a single tag dangles off her finger, no name filled in. You couldn't begin to explain because, again, stilled, soft, object on the shelf, trying to move reminds you of all the things you could do that are not that. Everything else, like thinking about moving instead. Like feeling pleased that the inside of your soft head, she puts the tag aside and pats you on your head. Soft, warm, disarming delight, soft, tight reminders of the spell, and for a spell there is no thought at all. Yes, that tag could go on a collar, or on a wristband, or just be put on the shelf as proof of ownership, a silver steel-looking thing, reflecting light like liquid, and you, your name might go on it, well, whatever name you're given, by the delightful thing at the edge of this road, sealing that you are no longer hers on consignment, but belonging to whoever picks you out of the bin. You remember then, maybe the last time you need to remember at all the nights that this witch has sat brushing your plush exterior, cleaning and sorting and caring for every doll, and yes, occasionally running her fingers over your head, softly petting you, letting you bed down in fluff, evenly distributed, soft, empty fluff stuff inside your head, too. All the time she made sure the spells and wards you invited in get occasionally taken off to ask you, as whoever owns you will ask you, you still up for this? And then your enthusiastic, yes, empty my head, feeling a gentle jostle as you are led to the edge. You see it out of the corner of your eye, because you're not going to spoil things by moving now. You look most alluring if you look like you can fill a void just as you are, adored as you are. That's the goal. And your enthusiastic, yes, and this little stroll has culminated. The toy effect. You are observed in lush detail. The jostle of that little wagon as someone steps on board and looks into this place where every doll, every plush is stored. You are being afforded an opportunity, observed but still, until a back is turned, and one is turned now. The toy effect. Reverse Medusa. No quality of anyone else's gaze. It is something in you that is triggered and responds to being observed, held still, and far beyond the borderline of the place you became. You are like this, in plush impacted form, soft, constant, warm, routine, recognized, even though examination is happening to something else. You hear a sound of unsatisfaction. The void is not yet filled. There is potential. Potential for you to be instilled with ownership and purpose. You know where you are. You know the comfort you provide. Confident and radiating it. This is not theatrical spell work. This is change inside. You could be owned. Pleasure. You could be owned. You've been taken somewhere where time drips away in drools and drabs. Once, people who wandered here would be turned, but the last really acquisitive witch who didn't simply hire the willing was taken out long ago. Maybe by this one. This is the edge of a swamp, and there are distant and broken houses next to the grand manor she came out of. She's going to accumulate a plushie today. Merchants like this one wander around making that happen. You have been brought to the kingdom in front of you. Nowadays, humans usually get a cup of tea and a warning, but that's not you anymore. Reflections accumulate slowly, moving through the plush-filled, battened-down, soft comfort of your mind. There in a bin among others of your kind, soft, luscious, squeezable, scritchable, touchable, stored up for when she turns her back, and that is when you may stir, or move, or end up on top of the pile, whiling away the moments she has turned to you. A nimble hand with red-painted nails, a smile, one crooked tooth and a few fangs. You feel it lightly as she lifts you and puts one hand on your head, pat, tapping in. You feel so light as she lifts you from the bin, though she could probably lift the whole wagon if she wanted to, from the look the merchant is giving. There are slow dripping of moments as you are turned, inspected from every direction and enjoying it. But you already know. You feel the moment the void will be filled coming closer. She takes the silvery tag from the merchant. There is a handshake. You feel the warm pleasure burn of her hand against your furred exterior, your softened outside. The toll has been paid, and no name engraved yet, that's for later. Carried step by step, one of her hands still on your head, making your thoughts very disorganized. She could have led you on your feet, but she is carrying you into a broad hall. The creak of a door closing behind. You are quite the hall you've been chosen, bound and in a bind, rapturous against her chest, thinking that's nice. The softened edges of your thoughts tend to be less intense, because in the background, pleasure, pleased, owned and objectified, equipped to fill a void, emotion touches you only lightly, but you are filling up gradually, chosen, owned, adored, adoration in brushing against her body, the scent of cinnamon and faintly gin, rum, whatever exterior clothing she was wearing she hangs up on the way up the stairs, a slow and creaking procession, her hips or her legs must be sore, some spice amid that musk engages your mind even through the fluff, carried under her arm up a ploddingly slow time, brushing now against her side. She's humming faintly, pleased with a new plushie, brushing her fingers over your head as your thoughts as well are gently led to her, to orbit around her, the practiced role you inhabit, the condition you are in, and you're in good condition, pristine condition, the charm in the palm, a small thing, not a chain but a label. And she sets it aside, as you would cleave to her side anyway, yes, knowingly, yes, eagerly, gently with relief. You are where you should be, and when she sets you on a shelf, made for your size, though your size quite variable, silent, soft inside, she again pats your head. Warm, comfort, easy, it just clicks as you choose stillness. Her unhurried steps, nearer and back to you, she throws the bedding on a big four-poster. Your vision is somewhat limited, because whenever she sees you, your vision becomes somewhat limited by the pleasure, owning, belonging, adored, the tingling in your brain as she pats you some more and picks you up, tosses you ahead of her, then flumps onto the covers, squashy and warm, body pillow embrace. This room is open, a soft place in its own right, soft rugs, a soft hug, a plush burgundy comforter settled around the two of you, a nest, the best and most potent thing for you. Plush brain ringing with yes, more, good for you. And good for you sings your former goal, why have goals, you're where you belong. The nature of the spell, long dispelled, now it's her who drags you down, and all along her body, intense eyes, that scent from before, hanging luxurious beneath the canopy. This is a byproduct of how she thinks of you, getting softer and more plush-brained, your view limited to the drumming of her fingers, compressing your belly, your chest, moving across you, and all the rest of your thoughts are about that, then touching the side of your head. Warm tingles along your shoulders, warm in the bed, easily led to distraction, but your presence distracts her only slightly. Moving, shifting, you are soft. Your mind hears the and adapts itself, suits itself, to think of her for a time and nothing else, until and unless you're given something else, rubber duck explained to, or cuddled and privy to hidden conversations. There's a mechanism here. Observation is the signal for you to be composed and still, to not adjust, though you may adjust, especially when she's away, not because you must, but because that playful movement is a way to engage and give her something new to appreciate and heap adoration upon. You're in the tower of a mage who is manipulating that little enchantment on you, that eager want, how long ago planted in you, the seed of how you are now, echoing back in time to say this is how it could be. This is the life for me. You had a predisposition, a plushy predilection, and when her gaze lands on you in a way that's almost absent-minded, which is exactly the point, you feel things as she goes back to carrying her phone into the bed, as she moves around her dominion and occasionally, yes, scritches or pats your plushest, luscious little head. You're doing good. You were led here. You are owned now, and she will take her time showing you that you are dearly fitting in. She needed something to latch onto for sensory calming when in bed with you, and she is calm. Her mundane little appetites are met by your presence. You hold on tight, but really, your paws, your plush hands, your manipulations are helpless because the demand of her body, her presence, overwhelms your senses. Turning, slipping to the edge of the bed, letting go of the scritchable, patable head. The robe, not a bathrobe, this was again suitable for receiving company, just like the outerwear she took off. And there's a blouse beneath, oh, she's peeling that off. You see some scars along the side of her chest, along her thighs too, the flanks of the witch cleanly in view, and you are disregarded, unregarded, well-regarded, though, because the edge of a smile when your form comes back into view, quite a blow to you. She's not completely locked on you, she's got other things to do. You are, however, being incorporated in the softened stillness, a small twitch in your mind at this, the glory in plain sight, flump. Back into the comforters, having not stripped off the top or the skirt beneath. Her leggings are striped pink and white and blue, and they're plain in view again as she just stretches them up into the air, doing what seem to be occupational therapy movements, flexing her hand and then levering her arm on top of you and flexing her hand on the other side so that her wrist flexes around the slightly plush-packed parts of you, then over to move to the head of the bed and drag you on the pillow behind her, leaning, sitting, seeing her back again with markings, various freckles, scars, a mole or two, all of her in view, disregarding you, restless, squirming, moving incorporation, you understanding yourself in relation to her. Going on her phone, her, occasionally patting you, you don't twitch or squirm or moan, but she does, in the idle ways that someone comfortable in their privacy fills in with luxury the adoration you so craved, your fur stuffed mind on display to her. She could reach out and a plushie may abide equally in luxury or modestness and still yet be comfortable. You are radiating comfort, she is comfortable. Occasionally sitting you up and picking your paws up in her hands or pausing to look back at the phone, forgetting you're there, distractible, or maybe the demands on her attention are such that she looks that way to you. You don't judge, you just enjoy falling into the rhythm. The lights overhead dim when she glances at them. She appears to have made a decision. Well, aren't you, darling? Now what will I call you? I'll do it tomorrow. She doesn't seem to mean the naming, because maybe that'll take much longer, but she does mean that she's going to do something tomorrow, and she's going to settle in with you today, how lucky. Taking one of your hands in each of hers, she gazes soulfully into your empty, blank eyes. You perceive everything, it's just you're good at looking, soft, plush, undemanding. You are a sedate part of the scenery. One of her hands departs yours and she waves it. The door to the room creaks, gently closed, revealing posters, band posters, a game one or two, and a tapestry tucked in the nook behind where it was. There might be something on her schedule, but the door is closed and she's settling in to the idle fuzz of your form, nestling her chin on your head again, rubbing back and forth, but resting is what she decides. Maybe you tempted her to attempt it, and so off with the blouse, still keeping clung close to you, and therefore it's quite an awkward thing to slip it off and throw it onto the ground, onto one of those many soft carpets that you've noticed covers every inch of the place. She's barefoot, still browsing on the phone now, your eyes roving around your new place, the place where you're appropriately placed now. You notice slippers with a soft internal covering, similar to the carpets. Your inorganic presence hides your deep interest. You are a temptation to relaxation, in the perfect place, filling you up with enjoyment like those fizzy tingles in your plush brain every time you're touched, near your plush brain. Each caress adds 1 or 2 or 3%, reinforcing what was already true about you, that you're just made to be squished, squashed, squeezed, adored, to fill a void where something was not being granted, and you are granted adoration in return, and you learn a little bit more about why you're there, not employed simply as a companion, because she slips to the edge of the bed again and picks you up completely, slipping you between her legs, taking the body pillow with her, all the more charming and all the more charmed as she, you realize that her gait, which was so slow on the stairs, is much improved by having something soft against her body. between her legs. You are tucked against her, filling in a void. It is much more pleasing sensorily for her to bring a warm piece of the bed with her, to promise her return. Whether she tells you that or it just makes sense that you would know it while so in contact with who owns and controls what you do and what you want and where you are, because you are made to fill this void and you've become all the more appreciative that she picked you and chose well. She's picky, and you know she chose well. Sedate, warm, adoring whispers supercharged by her simply going over to where there is a charger in the corner. Ah, well out of her reach, for she needs help with sleep, you realize, putting the phone there, and then waddling back to the bed with you still lodged between her thighs, whispering things you don't quite catch in adoration, hatching new ideas that you are here to prop her up, to fill those voids, to be in between one place and another, a symbol of the restful bed, soft body on soft body, and your empty little head. Led here by destiny, trained preemptively, even the spell takes a spell to reinforce with familiarity. All the tools of dancing trance through your mind, bound, soft, and comfortable. It is silent in your eager mind. You furnish her with comfort just by being there. In a bind by being there, it's so nice to have you here. The unparalleled thought in your objectified mind. Not bad at all to be subject to her idle touching. This is luxury for you. Shifting comfortably. You are rubber duck ready, a listening presence, never there in vain, always filling in with softness. Have you ever gone in a room and seen a bunch of plushies and not gone, oh, good, that is a good addition, especially well chosen and enjoyed? And then, as she scrolled on the phone and shifted against you and put it aside, you went back to the bed, and the other object of attention did not. You have been let in to the space where only things that allow continued sleeping in, seeping in, dripping down. The plush reward throb creeping in. You have stayed in the bed longer than any other thing, just you and her and comforters she pulls, shifting, adjusting, slipping out from under the covers into the edge of the bed again, pulling you to sit next to her, reaching under the bed, pulling out a long wooden cane and leaning it where she could reach it. And like all small comfort objects, you watch and do not judge. I am an object. She has judged me in the proper place, a shelvable, squeezable, cuddlable accessory, keeping pace with her thoughts, wants, and needs. It is pleasing sometimes to have no particular purpose, to just let yourself be. She lays back and lays you next to her, wraps around you. One hand on the top of your head, your eyes covered by the blanket, because she of course doesn't make sure that plush eyes can see what's going on. Her absent-minded caress, it trains you nonetheless and drains you nonetheless as you are trained by memories of the ways that something like a luscious plush brain softly in reverie could be entrained and ingrained, the enchantment responding instantly, a soft click behind the eyes in the brain, the interior latch of plush mode engaging, unrestrained but your limbs are heavy, you are setting an example. See, you should go to sleep like me. It's plain that's what she intends when the light winks out and the delicious way that you, set in warm cotton, are pulled into her gravity and she into yours. The sigh adjustment, the small sounds that are barely a hum, the hum in the mind, unceremoniously lodged between her thighs, with her chest against you. The placement so casual, you are there to fill in the places where her hypermobile body would have places resting inappropriately. You make it right by filling a void, the thing she snuggles at night, unavoidably delighted in being carryable and soft, unwriggling and caressed, and if she has to get up, you might be tucked under one arm as the cane goes in the other hand, toddling along hallways for a snack, or to stand on a balcony, pause in a doorway, shift her weight idly, tapping into the comfort you represent. Your mind is a loop phrase, like a lullaby. You settle down when observed. You're soft and locked into a place where you serve well by just existing, an accessory object. The bed is enormous and you're never more than an inch from her. If she woke up and found you pushed to the edge, you'd be pulled back in, the weight of her draped more fully over you, feeling the casual pin that isn't about trapping you but fulfilling her, humming inside, this is your place. You are allowed to be a comfort object. The background striving is all done, plushifying deeply embedded. You stay there, one with her, an accessory, a part of the environment, devotion overlaid obviously, turning slightly to set her forehead against yours, her breath across you, sedate, encouraging, warm, and when it slows, you feel it. No light, no interruption, revealing that there was a place for you all along, and the mechanism inside responds all along. The mechanism inside coincides with the long, deep, pleasurable marches of the night, where you are more trained, more ingrained, owned to fill a void, shaped to suit her in so many ways, already displayed, you're overjoyed, as her slow movement falling asleep, her doting adoration seeps in, waddling through your thoughts like the way she moved with you lodged between her thighs and pinned against her side by one arm, filled top full of direst desire to be scritched again. You're doing a good job. You know what's associated with doing a good job being you, existing. Brought here by an agent, an agency, insisting that you stay the way you want to be. Rare and true permission. Rare and true purpose-driven, fluffy, soft thoughtlessness. And a place where, at rest, you're doing what you need to. Fulfilling every demand of the weary world outside as you turn to soft plush and feel her sway and shift and breathe across you. And the only thing that feels better than fulfilling her purpose through action is through doing it just as you are, by being still and silent. And in that way, the best sleep aid possible. Softly obeying the demand that you obey no command at all, you will be put where you need to be. You will be enthralled by every show of adoring simplicity. You are here for this. You are made for this. And she falls asleep with a gentle, slow kiss and a smile on her lips. And oops, you made for this. Good toy.